and a teacher, and that's a terrible combination. They want things to be right. They like things to be correct. If you want to upset a witch, you don't have to mess around with charms and spells. You just have to put her in a room with a picture that's hung slightly crooked and watch her squirm.
"Yes, I know," said Tiffany. "This one's white," she added flatly.
That quietened Miss Tick down for a while, but she seemed to have something on her mind.
"I expect you're upset about leaving the chalk, aren't you?" she said as the cart rattled on.
"No," said Tiffany.
"It's okay to be," said Miss Tick.
"Thank you, but I'm not, really."
"If you want to have a bit of a cry, you don't have to pretend you've got some grit in your eye or anything."
"I'm all right, actually," said Tiffany.
"Honestly? You see, if you bottle that sort of thing up, it can cause terrible damage later on."
"I'm not bottling, Miss Tick."
In fact, Tiffany was a bit surprised at not crying, but she wasn't going to tell Miss Tick that. She'd left a sort of space in her head to burst into tears in, but it wasn't filling up. Perhaps it was because she'd wrapped up all those feelings and doubts and left them on the hill by the pot-bellied stove.
"And if, of course, you were feeling a bit downcast at the moment, I'm sure you could open the present he—"
Miss Tick tried.
"Tell me about Miss Level,"
Tiffany said quickly. The name and address were all she knew about the lady she was going to stay with, but an address like Miss Level, Cottage in the Woods Near the Dead Oak Tree in Lost Man's Lane, High Overhang, If Out Leave Letters in Old Boot by Door, sounded promising.
"Miss Level, yes," said Miss Tick, defeated. "Yes. She's not really very old, but she says she'll be happy to have a third pair of hands around the place."
You couldn't slip words past Tiffany, not even if you were Miss Tick.
"So there's someone else there already," she said.
No, not exactly," said Miss Tick.
"Then she's got four arms," said Tiffany.
Miss Tick sounded like someone trying to avoid a subject. Miss Tick sighed. It was difficult to talk to someone who paid attention all the time. It put you off.
"It's best if you wait until you meet her," she said. "Anything I tell you will only give you the wrong idea. I'm sure you'll get along with her. She's very good with people, and in her spare time she's a research witch. She keeps bees and goats, the milk of which, I believe, is very good indeed, owing to homogenized fats."
"What does a research witch do?"
"Oh, it's a very ancient craft. She tries to find new spells by learning how old ones were really done. You know all about the stuff about ear of bat and toe of frog. They never work, but Miss Level thinks it's because we don't know exactly what kind of frog, or which toe."
"I'm sorry, but I'm not going to help anyone chop up innocent frogs and bats," said Tiffany firmly.
"Oh, no, she never kills any," said Miss Tick hurriedly. "She only uses creatures that have died naturally or been run over or committed suicide. Frogs can get quite depressed at times."
The cart rolled on down the white, dusty road until it was lost from view. Nothing happened. Skylarks sang, so high up they were invisible. Grass seeds filled the air, sheep baaed high up on the chalk. And then something came along the road. It moved like a little slow whirlwind, so it could be seen only by the dust it stirred up. As it went past, it made a noise like the swarm of flies. Then it too disappeared down the hill. After a while, a voice, low down in the long grass, said,
"Ah, Crivens, and it's on her trail right enough."
A second voice said,
"Surely the old hag'll spot it." "What? The teaching hag? She's near proper hag."
"She's got the pointy hat under all them flowers, Big Jan," said the second voice, a bit reproachfully. "I've seen it. She presses a wee spring and the point comes up."
"Oh, aye, Hamish, and I dare say she does the reading and writing well enough. But she doesna ken aboot stuff that's no in books. And I'm no sure myself while she's around. She's the kind of a body that'll write things doon about a man. Come on, let's go and find a kelder."
The Nac Mac Feagle of the Chalk hated writing for all kinds of reasons, but the biggest one was this. Writing stays. It fastens words down. A man can speak his mind, and some nasty wee scuggan will write it down, and who knows what he'll do with those words. You might as well nail a man's shadow to the wall. But now they had a new kelder. And a new kelder brings new ideas. That's how it's supposed to work. It stopped a clan getting too set in its ways. Kelder Genie
was from the Long Lake clan up in the mountains, and they did write things down. She didn't see...